with God's kind of love, then you will not commit adultery. Because what does that mean? That means that you are cheating on your husband or your wife, or with somebody else's husband or with somebody else's wife, which means that you're hurting somebody else in the process. If y'all don't say amen around here, and so your divine love won't let you hurt folk just for your feelings. You learn three things about this text here. It is really talking about the God kind of character. God's kind of character. This kind of love includes and incorporates God kind of character. Listen, then thou shalt not kill. If you've got the godly kind of love, then you're not going to get to the point where you get so upset that you're going to let anybody bring you to that point where you kill somebody. Because the love of God won't permit that to happen. You won't get so hot under the collar and lose your control and go off to that degree where you feel that's the only end to an answer. Now listen. There is a grave difference between the way the world thinks and the way the Word speaks. And we've got to make a decision on whether or not we're going to buy the world's philosophy or what God has to say about the matter. Now listen to this. So therefore, he's saying, with my godly character, I won't kill folk just because I am permitted to buy a gun and have a permit and use it when somebody, if I feel threatened. Can I give you a helpful, holy hint? Every day of your life, you ought to be in a situation where, because you represent Jesus, the enemy is trying to take you out of here, and you recognize that you're a threat to the kingdom of the enemy, and therefore and thereby, he's always trying to take you out. He's got your name on his hit list every day if you're worth hitting. The only reason why you ain't on his hit list is because you ain't worth hitting. You ain't stopping nothing. You ain't shaking nothing. You ain't bothering nothing in his kingdom. You ain't turning folk around. You're not getting folks saved. You're not showing people the way. Are y'all getting quiet on me here today? You're not doing anything that's making the enemy's kingdom dissolve in the earth realm. So he don't lose his time with you. He musters up trying to get all his strength to take out those of us who are. Said, thou shalt not steal. Your character won't let you steal. It doesn't matter whether or not no one sees you. You're at your job by yourself. You got all this extra, this surplus. Oh. Oh. Yeah, one for you. One for me. Two for you. One, two, three, four, five of me. And you know, it ain't no big deal. They got more than enough. More than enough. That's how you see it with the ungodly character. But here's what you need to know. It don't belong to you. I don't care how much surplus they have. It does not belong to you. And so that is not how you would act, having the godly kind of spirit. Well, it goes on to say, thou should not bear false witness. Now, here's what's interesting about false witness. A false witness is not just someone who makes a false statement, but a false witness is someone who will repeat a false statement. Did you get what I just said? How many folk lives have been ruined and messed up because you repeated a lie? You didn't have the godliness to check out the story, if you were that interested in it, to see if it was so. but it just sounded like it was so. It just felt like it. They looked like it. I believe that. And you let it go on what someone else has lied. And here's the problem. The person that you heard it from, you already know is a liar. They know everybody's business but their own. Or for you said, dog, bring a bone here, cow bone. And so what you miss is you've got to consider the source. Even if it is true, it's not up to you to spread more. Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourselves. Every time somebody comes to me and tells me, I ain't gossiping, Pastor. Okay. Well, unless you're talking about you, you're gossiping. Because what a lot of folk don't realize is every time somebody comes to tell me something about somebody else, 9 out of 10 times somebody has come to tell me something about them. So a false witness is not only someone who just makes up a lie, but someone who spreads a lie. And the bad thing about it is that they don't even give it a moment's notice to check out to see before they ruin that person's life, whether or not it's so. And then lastly, covet. Thou shalt not covet. You should not desire in your heart what belongs to me. It's all right to want one like mine, but not want mine. Mine belong to me. And when you realize that the more you think about mine, you'll get yourself hurt. Because God don't play that. Let me help you understand something. God will let you have some of mine and tear your life apart. Because you can't handle mine. Y'all ain't get, man, oh, you just, oh, if I had this or this, that, really? Really? You really? Now, you know I've told this story 1,000 times, but I'll tell it 1,001. The story about Mary. This man was in love with Mary, and he loved Mary so much, but Mary didn't want him. And he wound up cracking up, being placed in an insane asylum. And there he cried, Mary, Mary, you know I love you, Mary, Mary, Mary. For years he did. Another man came in. He was locked up, and he heard him calling Mary. He said, sir, are you talking about Mary? He said, yes, I love Mary. He said, are you in here because of Mary? He said, no, I'm in here because I didn't marry Mary. I loved Mary with everything in me. And the man said, why you want to know? He said, what are you in here for? He said, I'm in here because I did marry Mary. Mary was something else. I'm just trying to tell you, God knows what best suits you, what best fits you. You want some stuff that's too much for you to handle, but when God gives you yours, it fits right. You flow right. It's good for you, and you're good for it, and it all works out. But you can't just want everything you see. And so coveting is a terrible spirit of the enemy.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry. Partner with this ministry. And tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast. Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
God bless to all my father's children. Once again, this is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Those that have sickness in your body, those of you that have problems in your homes or on that job, those of you, my friends, that have those evildoers around you and you're praying to God that someone can turn that around. You might have a problem now with arthritis, rheumatism, the gout, diabetes. You might have a problem with hair growing on your head, your nature being on vacation, or a kidney situation, heart condition. You know, my friends, we've been sending out herbal remedies throughout time, oh my God, for many a year to God's children that are in need. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2000. 2444. I'll show you, my friends, how to turn those wicked